Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Bishop. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Charlie Bishop. And now, play ball. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Glynn reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Doby reaches second base with a double. Glynn scores. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 3-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Glenn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Frank Finovich now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Avila scores. Mitchell moves to third. Rosen moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Doby reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. Rosen scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Finovich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Finovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Juice takes first base on ball 4. Finovich moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Philly reaches second base with a double. Mitchell throws the ball into Rosen, who tags Philly trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Finovich scores. Joost goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6. And the Athletics 3. the Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Juiced fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to third. Doby moves to second. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. Doby moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Frank Finovich. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGee scores. Astroth moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Juist takes first base on ball 4. Astroth moves to third. Hamilton moves to second. Lou Brissy now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Astroth scores. Hamilton moves to third. One out. It's 7-5, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. Philly moves to third. It's 7-6, Indians. Bob Hooper now pitching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-2 in the game. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Marion Fricanot now pitching. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Glenn hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to second. Two outs. Marion Fricanot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricanot hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to third. Doby moves to second. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Philly bunts towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Joost moves to third. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Glenn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Hank Majeski now playing third base. Mike Garcia now pitching. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe pinch hits for Marian Fricano. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a line drive into center field. Dobie picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dobie. Michaels scores. McGee moves to third. Babe moves to second. It's Indians, 7, Athletics, 7. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGee scores. Babe scores. It's 9-7, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Juice trying to get to third. Simpson throws the ball into Majeski, who tags Juice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Maury Martin now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Harry Simpson. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.